Could you please elaborate on the purport below, especially on how all of these qualities, especially envy, can be properly used for the Lord or His devotee? Usually we hear that envy cannot be engaged but given up. Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Amadde Prema Bhakti Chandrika Acha. Ito Pratana. Epare. So, quotation. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung in his Kama Krishna Pane Krodha Bhakti Dvishi Jane. Ito Prema Bhakti Chandrika Madde Hobena. Pratana Pare Hobena Boya Madde. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika. Oh, it's right. Krodha Bhakti Bhakta Deshi Jane. Anger should be used to punish a demon who is envious of devotees. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Mad, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, and envy all have their proper use for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotee. Usually we hear that envy cannot be engaged but given up. So yeah, I just read a quote from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 1, purport. Here's a quotation in which Srila Prabhupada says that envy cannot be engaged but given up. This is from something, it's, the reference is not given. Srila Prabhupada is speaking, Krodha Bhakti Deshi Jane. That is Narottam Das Thakur's instruction. You must be very angry, those who are against God and devotee, very angry. Utilize your anger for them. Krodha Bhakti Deshi Jane. Krodha Bhakti Deshi Jane. That anger is service. Krishna Seva Karmarpane. For Krishna's service, one should be mad. Kama Krodha should be given up, but a bhakta does not give it up. Utilize it. A bhakta should be very kamuk for serving Krishna. And he must utilize his anger for the bhakta dveshi, those who are not devotee. Kama Krishna Karma Arpane. Kama Krishna Karma Arpane. Krodha Bhakta Deshi Jane. We have nothing to give up like Mayavadi. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Matsarya. Matsarya may, that has to be. A bhakta cannot be envious. If a bhakta is angry upon them, that is not envious, that is for good. A bhakta should not be envious. Otherwise, how can he preach? He's merciful. Even if he's angry, it is mercy. Therefore, this Matsarya has no use for bhakta. Other things they have use. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, not Matsarya. Matsarya is very bad. So, the relevant section from Prema Bhakti Chandrika. Kama Krishna Karma Pune. One's desire, kama, which is generally understood to mean desire for material enjoyment, that should be dovetailed into desires for Krishna's service. Instead of desiring how to satisfy my senses, one should desire how can I serve Krishna. Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. That's Srila, we have that explanation. One should be angry against, angry at those who are envious of devotees or envious of Vishnu. Lobha, anger, greed. Lobha Shadhu Sange Harikata. One should be greedy. Greed is a very bad quality materially, but one should be greedy to hear or participate in discussions of Krishna in the association of devotees. Moha ishtalabha bina. How is that translated? See if you can find a translation of that. I don't. Mada Krishna gunagane. One should be. Mada means, it can mean pride, Or it can be, it can also mean illusion. So, these can be dovetailed in glorifying the qualities of Krishna. You got that? Moha ishtalabha bin. One should be illusioned, moha. Bewildered, just mad in love of Krishna, we could say. So these, of all of these famous six, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, these are the famous six enemies. Lust, anger, greed. Illusion, mada means pride is one translation, and matsarya, envy. So Narottam Das has not included envy. But in one case, Srila Prabhupada writes that envy also. Now, anger is good, but envy is not good. So we can say that envy is it's similar to dvish. It's an ongoing attitude of dislike. So one may be angry at someone, but you don't actually dislike them. A father may be angry at his son. It doesn't mean he hates the son, but he expresses displeasure at him. Envy is the basic condition of material existence, to be envious of Krishna and concomitantly envious of everyone else. So envy is not good, but it's a state of mind, an attitude that binds one in material existence. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada translates Krishna's attitude toward Yavan, Kala Yavan, as being, Krishna states, there's someone who's very envious of you. You're just like a frog, and I'm like a black snake who's going to come and eat you. So, one can, although envy is very bad, but something similar to that, if someone is habitually envious of Krishna, then one may be against them on principle. One may be angry towards someone because of something they do, but if someone is just like completely dedicated to being envious of Krishna, then it would appear that a devotee is envious of them. Actually, if that, just like I often give the example of this Sai Baba who recently died, if he had given up his nonsense and publicly admitted, "I'm not God, and I should just surrender to Krishna," then devotees would be very happy to accept him. But as he went on throughout his life, keeping up his pretense of being someone that he's not, accepting the worship that's meant for and is meant for Krishna, and diverting people's attention from Krishna, therefore, and allowing himself to accept the praise which is meant for Krishna. Many traditional or several traditional prayers, like that Venkatesh Subhrabhatam, they're published in South India with the name of Vishnu removed and his name put in instead, which is extremely sinful on his part. So to be habitually against him might appear to be like envy, but we don't actually hate him, but we hate the stance that he's taken, which is extremely inauspicious for himself and for others who foolishly follow him. So like that, we are against Mayavad in one mutt in Navadvip, Vaishnav mutt. They call every part of the temple premises has some name which is connected to something spiritual. So the latrine they call the Jnana Kanda, with the idea that when you're passing stool, that they're you're passing stool on Mayavadis. That's the idea. So it may seem that it's almost fanatically envious, but it's not that we hate Mayavadis, but their philosophy is so inauspicious that we have to be perpetually opposed to it. But that is not mundane. Just like two people, they may envy each other and they can't accept that there's any good in the other. Anything you can do, I can do better. There's a song that was popular when I was a kid. Anything you can do, I can do better. Which is nonsense, because there's always something that someone can do better than us, even if it's being stupid. What's that? Among those funny t-shirts, they have one that, I'm the humblest person in the world. So that's mundane envy. Just like something like Serbs hate Croatians and vice versa. Why? Historically there's a whole history of hating each other. It's an inherited tradition, but there's no real reason for it. There's nothing beneficial in it. But a Vaishnava's apparent envy is not like that. He doesn't actually hate anyone, but he's very much opposed to those who present obstacles in the path of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.